Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To cut anything they can so that they can keep tax breaks and give deeper tax breaks to the wealthiest of Americans.
A group of FBI agents who assisted in the January 6th criminal investigations filed suit today in an effort to block the Justice Department from assembling lists of agents for potential disciplinary actions or firings. The first flight carrying migrants to Guantanamo Bay will arrive today. They've been held in prisons that have held Al-Qaeda terrorists is where they're going to go. And all 67 bodies recovered from the Potomac River after the deadly midair collision have been recovered. This is ABC News. It may have been the most surprising trade in NBA history over the weekend when the Dallas Mavericks gave up their superstar and traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Luka Doncic has arrived in L.A.
It's a trade that has shocked the NBA, one that doesn't totally make sense for the Mavericks to give up their superstar player. Luka Doncic, now in L.A. Lakers, says he's excited to be teaming up with LeBron James.
Just like a dream come true, you know. I always look up to him. There's so many things I could learn from him.
He says the last couple of days have been a blur and it felt like a few months after the surprise trade happened and he made the abrupt move to L.A. to join the Lakers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Jury selection is underway for the man accused in the stabbing attack of acclaimed author Salman Rushdie. Hadi Matar is accused of stabbing Rushdie more than 10 times before a lecture in Western New York in 2022. The attack left the 77-year-old blind in one eye. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with a low of 15. Look for overcast skies tomorrow with a chance of scattered light snow in the afternoon, a high 33. And then light wintry mix likely tomorrow night with a low of 25. Once again, currently in Richland Center, our winds are out of the west, southwest at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 13 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today is Tuesday, February 4th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. There's a statewide Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old girl who is 3 months pregnant. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen on Sunday night at her home. She is believed to be with 40-year-old Gary F. Day, who is known to be the father of the unborn child. There is a no-contact order for Gary and Sophia. The Beaver Dam Police Department issued the Amber Alert Monday night. Sophia is a 16-year-old white female who stands 5'9" with brown hair and blue eyes. Gary is a 40-year-old white male, 5'7" with blonde hair and green eyes. They are likely driving a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse sedan with plate number BBR20L issued in Arkansas. An updated Amber Amber Alert report says that the 2014 Black Buick LaCrosse has utilized various license plates. This vehicle was seen on Monday morning in Wisconsin with Pennsylvania license plate KGW5186. If you have any information, contact the Beaver Dam Police Department. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that that yesterday morning at approximately 6:51, a male subject arrived in the lobby of the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center, stating there was a warrant for his arrest and he was there to turn himself in. Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was booked into Iowa County Jail on charges of strangulation and suffocation, disorderly conduct, domestic, and unspecified warrant. Connor was later released on bond. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office also reports that yesterday morning at approximately 11:26, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle crash involving a power pole on North Iowa Street in the city of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Alliant Energy was also dispatched to the scene, and northbound traffic was shut down for about 4 hours while the power pole was repaired. Two people were transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison yesterday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration. Calling it an unconstitutional and illegal power grab, Baldwin also called on her Republican colleagues in the Senate to remind Trump that they are the ones who write the laws and budgets. The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, naloxone, and fentanyl testing strips to community pharmacies across the state. A judge in the nation's capital kept a temporary block on Trump administration's plan for a freeze on federal funding for some nonprofit groups, said they're still struggling to get promised grants and loans. U.S. District Judge Lauren L. Aiken on yesterday extended an order she issued last week pausing a sweeping plan to freeze potentially trillions in federal spending. President Donald Trump's plan to halt federal grants and loans originally targeted a wide range of funding totaling potentially trillions of dollars. While the memo outlining it has since been rescinded, the Republican administration, he has said, a funding freeze is still planned as part of his blitz of executive orders. The plan was also blocked by a second federal judge last week. A conservative legal group is suing the WIAA over transfer rules.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty accuses the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association of illegally interfering in the business of publicly funded and administered sports groups. This is after a student who was forced to go from private to public schools due to an illness in her family was blocked from joining the Baraboo softball team. The girl's family requested a waiver and was denied. A will spokesperson says the girl's family pays school taxes and lives in the district, and the WIAA has overstepped its bounds as a private organization. The WIAA is declining to comment due to the lawsuit. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A person rescued from a fire at a home on January 24th in La Crosse has died. The La Crosse Fire Department said the person was pulled from a mobile home fire on Rose Street, treated on the scene, and then taken to a hospital. Now the fire department is announcing that the person passed away. The fire caused major damage to the home. The LCFD put out the fire quickly to avoid it spreading to other nearby homes on January 24th. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced yesterday the city of Viroqua is an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes replacing water mains in the city of Viroqua. Activities related to this project are minor actions for which no environmental analysis is required. However, following the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program, federal requirement and environmental review must be conducted before funding this project. The Safe Drinking Water Loan Program has determined that the project will not result in significant adverse environmental effects, and no further environmental review or analysis is needed before proceeding with the funding of the project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and the potential environmental impacts of this project. Submit comments by February 19th to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in care of Michelle Breitzman, Community Financials Assistant at 101 South Webster Street, P.O. Box 7921, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707, or by email at dnrcfel, Environmental Review at wisconsin.gov. Based on the comments received, the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program may prepare an environmental analysis before proceeding with the funding process. The analysis would summarize the DNR's consideration of the project's impacts and reasonable alternatives. There will be an event in Boscobel this Saturday to help raise funds for Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack. Bruce Pitsley is from Boscobel area Mobile Pack and also the organizer of the event.
Our annual pie auction is coming up this coming Saturday, February 8th, at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. We will have a soup and sandwich lunch, which begins at 11 a.m., and the live auction for the bidding for the pies begins at noon.
This is the 13th mobile pack in Boscobel, which helps feed my starving children.
Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit organization whose goal is to eradicate hunger and starvation throughout the world, specifically in children. For those who may not be familiar with them, how do they do that? They have food packing events at locations around the country, permanent sites in Minnesota, Illinois, Arizona, and Texas, where volunteers can pre-register for a two-hour shift, and they assemble meal ingredients, and that formula is scientifically formulated for malnourished people, specifically starving children. But they also take that same model on the road to events all across the country called mobile packs, just like the one that we have in Boscobel. This will be our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel, and we're really looking forward to it again. Registration for that will open on February 27th.
Bruce Pitsley says the donations are accepted to help with the fundraising event, which will help Boscobel area mobile pack get closer to their annual goal of $66,000.
For our annual pie auction, we do ask if people want to donate pies. That's what we really look for. We look for the pies for our live auction. And it's a really fun day. And many, many people over the years have been very loyal. They bring pies every year. And sometimes somebody will bring a cheesecake. Somebody might bring some cupcakes or, you know, other similar things. And we've had a couple people over the years actually bring like a mystery box, so nobody knows what's in it. That's always a lot of fun, too. We also have a bake sale. If people would want to donate items for the bake sale, that would be welcome also. For people who maybe can't be there for the pie auction or can't afford to buy a pie, they can always support our cause at the bake sale.
Everyone is welcome to help support Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack at the Pie Auction, Bake Sale, and Soup and Sandwich Luncheon this Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch starts at 11, and the pie bidding begins at noon. If you have any questions or would like to donate to the event, you can contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. Gas prices have fallen again, both statewide and nationally. Gas Buddy reports the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin this week is $2.88, down almost 7 cents from last week. The national average is down 3.5 cents from the $3.04 per gallon this week. That's down 1.4 cents from a month ago and 10.3 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy said tariffs on Canadian energy could significantly impact fuel prices in the future, especially in the Great Lakes and Midwest regions. In the Wausau area today, gas prices range from $2.81 to $2.87. And today is Transit Equity Day. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community and members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. And Metroride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country. And today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Spencer Budenhagen on ticket number 978. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Czechs National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that a great way to beat the cold weather blahs is to give a forever home to a warm, fuzzy cat or kitten. To that end, there are lots of wonderful cats and kittens currently available for adoption at OMHS. Check out the OMHS Facebook page for pictures and descriptions of many of the adorable cats and kittens currently available for adoption, as well as for information on how you can meet and get to know them in person by appointment at the OMHS Adoption Center, 391 Clarkson Street, Richland Center. Call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Not too bad of a day. We saw plenty of sunshine and temperatures. Well, yeah, they were cooler, quite crisp. This morning, we had a battle the wind chill, and this afternoon, they're calming down, thankfully. In fact, the winds are going to be barely moving overnight. So as temperatures slide from highs in the mid-20s down to the mid-teens, it won't be feeling nearly as bad. And the good news is tomorrow, we get a little boost in temperatures. We actually flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. Winds will be out of the southeast, a touch breezy at times, and it'll be an overcast and cloudy day. Because the next system is sitting on our back doorstep, bringing light, scattered snow possibly by late afternoon, early evening. However, a majority of the system will strike overnight, and in the form of a light wintry mix, mainly freezing drizzle. So beware on Thursday morning. We could be waking up to some ice accumulations. Salt on the highways should take care of that, but of course on the ramps, bridges, rural roads, anything like that, you want to be careful, especially Thursday morning. Otherwise, throughout Thursday afternoon, it's going to be a windy one. They're going to be whipping up to 30 miles per hour, starting to clear the clouds and taking our highs back above freezing to the mid-30s. And then some sunshine for Friday. Yay! It's going to be a calm and cooler day with highs in the upper 20s. All ahead of the next system, Saturday. Possibly our first widespread actual snowstorm, bringing around 2 to 4 inches. It'll be snowing from early morning throughout the afternoon and into the evening. So after winter wonderland to kick off our weekend, Sunday, we end the weekend with crisp temperatures and mixed skies. Highs will be in the mid-20s, and that'll be the case for Monday, too. Mid-20s, partly cloudy, with a chance of snow late at night once again. So as you can tell, that jet stream has shifted. It's pushing these systems towards us, and while it's mixing the wintry cold with the warmer spring, just be careful Thursday morning. Otherwise, Saturday, snow. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much.
much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 13 degrees after a high today of 24 and a morning low of 6. Yesterday's high was 33 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1890 is 55 degrees and a record low of 33 below was set back in 1996. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 23. Sunset already took place tonight at 5:17 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:13. Winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our winds are creating a wind chill of 5 degrees, and our barometric reading is 30.46, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 13 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lates Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a rundown of the area high school sports schedule.
Area girls basketball games tonight: Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Boscobel at Cuba City, and Darlington at Fenimore. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Brookwood at Cashton, Nisida at Royal. It's Barneville at Dodgeville in a non-conference game, Marshfield at Baraboo, Potosi-Cassville at Lancaster, Wisconsin Heights at Waterloo. In the Ridge and Valley, Seneca at Wazika-Steuben, DeSoto at Lafarge, and Ithaca at Kickapoo. In boys basketball, it's Stoughton at Reedsburg, Sparta at Viroqua, Fenimore at Lancaster, Riverdale is playing Kickapoo, and Westby is at Richland Center, which is our featured game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Brian Poles is the coach of the Richland Center boys team.
Coming off the Platteville game, actually, you know, the timing of playing Westby, I think, is good for us because we've got that experience to draw from. We've been able to watch that film a little bit, practice it a little bit more in practice last night. So we'll see if we can do that a little bit better. They're not a big team. They're definitely guard-oriented. They'll like to shoot a lot of threes, like I said, playing fast. So we know what we need to do. We need to make sure we protect the ball, make good decisions, play at our pace as much as we can control that, and I think we can be successful.
The pregame time begins around 7:15. On the radio tonight, it's Westby at Richland Center, boys basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
For the first time in 10 weeks, the Marquette Golden Eagles aren't among the top 10 teams in the AP college basketball rankings. A loss to UConn knocks the team down to number 11, and after a 1-1 week, the Wisconsin Badgers slid down 4 positions to number 21. Both Marquette and Wisconsin return to action tonight. The Golden Eagles play at St. John's, and the Badgers host Indiana. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of the Wisconsin-Indiana game tonight on WRCE. Tip-off of that contest will be at 8, and pregame will be at 7. And you can hear that on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.fm, and on the Civic Media app. And former Green Bay Packer kicker Mason Crosby says he is retiring from football. Crosby announced his decision today on his radio show after a 2024 season in which he didn't play. He ends his career as the Packers' all-time leading scorer after kicking for Green Bay from 2007 through 22. The Packers opted against re-signing Crosby in 2023 and instead drafted Anders Carlson in the sixth round of the year's draft. Crosby played three games for the New York Giants in 2023. Crosby's 1,939 career points ranked 11th in NFL history. All but 21 of those points came with the Green Bay Packers. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1956, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Cattle were lower Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. A new tariff battle against China is on, but Beijing's retaliation does not include soybeans or many other U.S. ag products, at least right now. There is rain in the forecast for Argentina and a drier pattern on tap for parts of Brazil. March beans are up 16 and 3 quarters at 10.75. May was 15 and a quarter higher at 10.88. March bean meal was $10.30 higher at $314. March soybean oil was 75 points lower at $45.76. Corn was higher, also monitoring those trade negotiations and the weather in South America. South Korea did purchase 132,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. March was up 5 and 3 quarters at 494 and a half, and May corn was 5 higher at 504 and 3 quarters. And wheat was higher with a little bit of help from the lower trade in the dollar index during the session. U.S. winter wheat crop condition ratings are mixed over the past month with a mixed near-term precipitation outlook. Russia's exports are slowing down while production projections for Australia's crop are rising. March Chicago was up 10 and a quarter at 577. March Kansas City wheat was 9 higher at 594 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis is up 5 and a quarter at 621 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the resumption of cattle imports from Mexico and overbought signals. I'll have more on direct cattle markets in a moment. April live was down $1.50 at $198.65, and June live was $1.25 lower at $193.22. March feeders were down $2.25 at $268.25. And hogs closed higher on domestic and export demand expectations. Still have to see those come to fruition, though. April lean was up $3.40 at $89.75, and May was $3.02 higher at $93.75. I'll have that full look at cash livestock after this.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Tuesday afternoon at the direct cash cattle market, some asking prices did start to surface at 208 on the live basis in the south. Nothing yet, though, for the north, and there were no reported bids, with widespread trade expected to wait until at least Wednesday. Box beef was lower on moderate movement, with choice down $1.26 at $330.73 and select beef $2.43 lower at $317.41. The estimated cattle slaughter of 122,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and more than 3,000 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers, national direct barrows and gilts had no recent comparison, with a base price range of 79 to 87 for a weighted average of 85.40. The butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garneville, Iowa held steady at 60. Pork did close 95 cents higher at 94.76, with gains in loins, butts, picnics, ribs, and hams. The estimated hog slaughter Tuesday was 490,000 head, an increase of 4,000 on the week, but a decrease of more than 1,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The Senate Committee on Finance has advanced the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. It was a party-line vote, and Democrats raised concerns about his experience, ethics, and they've asked him to recuse himself from matters that are a conflict of interest, including ongoing anti-vaccine litigation, if approved. More news after this.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Brackett with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the policy that drives the organization begins with the states, and the grassroots process is the bedrock of the organization.
They develop resolutions that they want to discuss at the NCBA CattleCon this week.
Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners says the market is adjusting to last month's reduction in crop production estimates from USDA.
What the market's been trying to do is trying to get caught up to really fair value.
China is planning to implement new tariffs on agricultural equipment next week as part of its retaliation to new U.S. duties. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has helped reintroduce the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. She says farmers rely on the services provided by AM Radio.
I understand what a lifeline it is for community information, for safety alerts,
and for just getting farm news.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. When the farming operation grows, it often means hiring additional employees. That is a task many farmers are uncomfortable with in the early growth stages because they've never had to work with people outside of their own families. Aaron Meese and Kristen Ireland from PeopleSpark Consulting have some advice for farmers who are just starting to hire outside labor next on today's Managing for Profit.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Aaron Meese and Kristen Ireland from PeopleSpark have some advice for farmers who hire employees, especially if they're hiring outside of the family for the first time.
As I think about those businesses and some of those farms who might be hiring some of those first employees, one thing that we come back to regularly with clients is not to assume that something that is obvious to you is obvious to someone else. And so you may feel like you are saying something that, how could you miss this? It's just so apparent that give yourself some patience, give yourself some grace, and give that new employee some grace too, to walk them through and to get set them up to be successful. That's going to mean explaining things that are just second nature to you because you've been in it for so long. Help paint the picture for them around what success looks like, what you want to see from them, so that at the end of the year or at the end of the month or at the end of the week, you can point to and they can point to, here are the things that I've accomplished, and you can set yourself up for some momentum and some success based on that.
So good communication is the key, isn't it?
Good communication is the key. A couple of the other things that I wanted to add in addition to what Aaron mentioned is we default to what do I need to cover from a compliance perspective? Yes, important. And depending on where you're located, there are several different resources that can be available to you. It's hard to give you an overall because every state is a little bit different. It depends upon the size. It depends. So there are so many, but there are so many great resources that are available locally that can provide a lot of the compliance. And getting to Aaron's point of it's not solely about compliance and check the box. It is, that's at the point to start thinking about what is the culture? How do I want my employees to show up? How do I want to make sure that we're treating each other so that you can start with that culture right away? Otherwise, what we see is people hire 2 to 3 to 4 people, and then they make sure that they have all the paperwork done, and then all of a sudden they realize that their employees are not a good, and I hate to use this term, but they're not a good fit. Well, they're not a good fit because we haven't defined up front what's important to us or what we want to have in our culture. So making sure that we're covering multiple aspects when we start with that first employee, not solely, and this is not to minimize the importance of the compliance, in addition to the compliance.
That's Aaron Meese and Kristen Ireland from PeopleSpark, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Yeah, the other night I met this hot country mama. She's looking fine. I was thinking, ooh, yeah, I wanna take her home, make her mine. But all she had to say to my pickup lines was, whoa, hoss, hit the brakes. Before we go any further, let's get one thing straight. Country are you? Yep, she said, I really need to know. Can you two-step? Yep, good, cause I'd have to let you go. You love your mama? Yep, make lots of money? Nope, you own a shotgun? Yep, yep, I got two of those. With all these city slicker wannabes, I had to be sure. How country are you? Yep, well, she wore me out with her long interrogations. I had my doubts and my own. I had a list of little things I wanted in a woman worth a wedding ring. So I set her down, said this won't take long. Yeah, I've got a few questions of my own. How country are you? Yep, girl, I really need to know. Do you shoot whiskey? Yep, good, cause I'd had to let you go. Can you fry chicken? Yep, whip up some gravy? Yep, ooh, I think you just might be my kind of baby. With all these city girls sniffing around, I had to be sure. How country are you? How country are you? How country are you? Yep, we're like two peas in a pod. How country are you? Yep, come on, let's tie the knot. We go together like grits and gravy. Come on, let's get to making us some babies. If we ever doubted it, now we both know. How country are you? Yep. How country are you? How country are you? Yeah. How country are you?
Kevin. Yep. He threw that in there, fooled me. I keep forgetting about that. It's been a while since I've heard that one. I always forget about that yip at the end there, and it kind of interrupts me. But my apologies on that one. That was Kevin Fowler with How Country Are You on Country and Community. And I'm Tim Thede. Yep. And I'm here to bring you some great music up until the 7:15. At 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you boys high school basketball. It's Westby at Richland Center in boys action, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, and pregame starts, well, start around 7:15 this evening, and hopefully you're having a great Tuesday. Still not too bad of a day for the fourth day of February, and our time right now, by the way, is 5:47, and our temperature, according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, is currently at 13 degrees. And tonight it is supposed to get down to 15, so not as cold as it did this morning. We got down to about 6 degrees this morning, and it's only supposed to get down to about 15, and tomorrow it's supposed to be 33, and what, tomorrow night 25, but they're talking about that light wintry mix, likely maybe some freezing rain in mix could cause some road problems on Thursday morning. We'll just wait and see. We'll keep you informed here, right here on WRCO, if there's any major weather changes. And I just wanted to let you know what's going on, actually, for tomorrow. There is a Red Cross blood drive, and that's going to be held from 9 to 2 at the Wisconsin Heights High School. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood donor app. And tomorrow, the winter market will be held, and it's held each Wednesday at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center. The time of that event will be from noon until 4.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Pretty face and a lonely smile. Like a song on the radio dial, we fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat,
to me and all my scars. Fall asleep here in the dark. Pull the gate and hold on tight. Underneath the rhinestone lights, she thanks God I'm still alive. Wipes the tear from her eyes.
Sin and a fighting with your wife. Bills out in the mailbox, you know that you can't pay. Then you try to leave for work and your car's been hauled away. What you needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song. Was working hard, saving all his pay. Like Jesse James, IRS stole most of it away. Then he got chased by a street gang and he finally found a phone. He called up the police and they put him on hold. What he needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your song. They say music charms a savage beast, and I believe it's true. Man's had it down through history. When he's had the blues, he'd find a drum to beat on and a horn that he could blow. You know it worked for the children of Israel at the walls of Jericho. They brought the house down with a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Sometime for the sun goes down, let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking and life is for living. So what are we waiting on? It's a good day to get gone.
piece of heaven is out there somewhere. We're gonna find it, we're gonna get there, baby. That's where we belong. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time we take us some time for the sun goes down. Let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking, and life is for living. So what are we waiting on? It's a good day to get gone. You're bare feet on the dash, a Brooks and Dunn song. I'll hit the gas, you sing along. Let these wheels spin round. Some time for the sun goes down. Let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking and life.